now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 1248. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
We're connecting about the National Emergency Alert System. Government says, hey, wait a minute. We need to be able to get to people on their cell phones. Because that's what everybody has today.
That's right.
Times have changed. They're launching the program in New York and Washington, D.C., but it's not an opt-in thing like, hey, go to this website and sign your phone up. It's not like that. What it is phone companies will be putting a chip into their phones, and then you will be required to purchase a phone with one of those chips in it so that you can receive the alerts. There will be some alerts that you can opt out from, but you cannot opt out from text messages from the President of the United States. Verizon and AT&T are already on board. Whew, I have Sprint. No. But they're all going to have to. They're going to turn this into a required deal. And so I guess what we want to know from you is, do you think that the National Emergency Alert System should be required or should it be opt-in? 359-CALL is our number, 217-359-2255 to connect. Man, I think it should be opt-in. So let me opt-in. Why do you have to have a chip in my phone? What do you think about that, Nathan?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think at this age and time, communication is a very important thing. Everything revolves around communication and what people know.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this is mandatory
mm-hmm.
is, I think, good.
Okay.
In many ways, although people may, you know, flip this and say it's maybe against privacy or things like that, but there are certain things that everyone should know, and if there is some threat on a national level or local level or whatever,
yeah,
we should know.
Yeah.
But I think going as far as putting a chip, I think there are, you know, different ways to let us get text messages instead of putting chips, you know.
Right.
In our phone. Yeah, I don't feel so comfortable about putting a chip into my phone. They can get numbers from the cell phone providers and just text us. And that's what people do right now, right? You get someone's number and you text them.
Right. Or basically you just opt in. And I mean, I know that requires some faith on our government's part that everyone opts in. But I mean, why wouldn't you? And if you don't, well, then too bad. I mean, it's personal responsibility. If you want to be alerted, here's how you opt in, and that's how you get the text. I think, to me, that makes more sense than the chip. Is that chip only for sending messages? Is it also receiving messages? What the heck?
I'm with you on the chip part. I think there are ways to send messages to phones without installing some chip.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it from a point of view where we need to be instructed to do something. Like, for example, you know, don't go to this place. Instead of me having to drive wherever I'm driving, you know, to find out that I'm not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
For example, if I were to get this message, I wouldn't be there. Like, it would probably make it easier for, you know, the police or other officials to handle a big crisis if they can, you know, reach more people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't like the chip idea.
Yeah.
I think there are other ways to do it.
All right, Nathan. Well, thank you so much for connecting. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
All right.
Now, I mean, but here's the thing. When I get an alert, an emergency alert on my television, if I get an emergency alert over the phone, it's not because there's a chip in my phone or my television. It's because they've worked with the broadcast companies, right? And it comes through on your TV. So you didn't have to go out and buy a television that had a special chip in it. So I don't understand why, when it comes to a cell phone, the most personal thing that we have with us all the time, I feel naked without mine, to think that it'll have some kind of a chip in it chips me off a little bit. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Hi, Terry, what do you think?
I think it definitely should be an opt-in program. I don't like all that GPS stuff. I drive an older car because of that. I will not get rid of my older car because of that. You know, it's just like they just recently talked about how they're tracking your phone to know where you're going,
yeah.
And they're questioning why they're doing that. You know, you can turn on a radio. Most people in my office have the radio going. Mm-hmm. National information comes out there. If you've got the TV going, it comes there. You know, if I want it on my phone, I should be able to say yes. If I don't want it on my phone, I should be able to say no.
I'm with you on that, Terry. Thank you.
Thanks. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And Terry makes a great point there. I mean, if you don't have your TV on, you don't hear the alert, right? So why is it so that suddenly now the government needs to be able to get in touch with you at any time and anywhere with a chip? Hi, Tom. What do you think about this?
Well, I kind of feel differently than what Terry just said. I mean, our stuff that we use every day gets tracked. I mean, if you use a credit card for gas, they know right where you are. If you use your cell phone, even if it's off, it's still sending signals to the towers. So they know where you are, can find you. There's so much information that's out there. I mean, if you just, I mean, you can find anybody on the internet. It doesn't really make that much of a difference if there's something in your phone that you can give you an alert message that may, you know, save your life in a tragic situation or, you know, give you an update on something that's, you know, national security. I don't think that's a big deal since it's already out there anyway. It's nothing new.
Okay. So you say no big deal.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal because if you go to the gas station and buy $5 of gas, they know right where you are. They know, like Discover Card, for example. I mean, if you just, you can go online and look at your last sales history and they give you a percentages on what you use it for. So if you buy movies, you buy fuel, they know it. They know where you shop. So it's no different.
Okay. So it and again, it doesn't bother you to have to purchase a phone that has a particular chip in it from the government.
I don't think it bothers me I don't want to pay extra for it if that comes to it, or if you know, they have to pay for the technology. I don't want to have to pay extra for it, but I just don't see why it's that big of a difference. Anything. I mean, if they want to find you, they're going to find you. I don't think it's that big.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Well, hey, thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate you connecting with us today.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
359-CALL is our number. 217-359-2255. How you doing, Lauren?
Oh, just fine, thank you. Just want to make a quick comment.
Okay.
First of all, I use my phone as a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do text messaging. I had it taken off when I bought the phone and told them, I said, I don't want that feature because I was getting spam at the time and I didn't care to pay for somebody else bothering me. And I kind of feel the same way about it with the president. I don't think he has any business bothering me. First of all, he doesn't own my phone. He doesn't pay my phone bill. And I'm not going to take text messages from him.
Well, you're not going to have a choice, though, Lauren. You're going to have to get a phone that has this chip, and you're going to have to accept those text messages, like it or not.
No, I'm not going to have to.
You're just not going to buy a phone?
this one's still under contract. As long as I'm under contract, I don't have to replace it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your thoughts.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. Hi, Clint. What do you think about this?
I'm really curious where we fell into this idea that it's all right for the government to tell us what we should or shouldn't buy.
Yeah.
And I mean, when did we just write off our civil liberties entirely?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I'm an adult. Tell me where to register for the service, and I will do it. It should be my choice.
Exactly. And that's the way I feel. I just don't understand the mentality that we seem to be slipping into, that it's okay for them to do anything they want, anytime they want.
I know. And I mean, this just kind of came out of nowhere. And then it's just like, well, New York's already rolling it out.
This is the first I've heard it on your program here, and it really struck a nerve, so I jumped on the phone.
Right. You know what I'll do is I'll post a link to this story on our Facebook page, MyConnectFM, too, if you want to follow up on this, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Clint. Great to connect with you. Bye-bye. Hi, Greg. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely crazy, the overreaching powers of the government just drive me nuts. Every single service provider has the ability to send you service messages through your phone.
Yes.
If the government wants to do it, they can activate it on whoever you use, AT&T, Sprint.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. And they can send the message to every single user in their network.
Yeah.
The government doesn't need to know my number, doesn't need to know anything. This is my phone.
I know.
The government's phone.
I don't understand this whole chip thing. And that really, you know, I got a chip on my shoulder about it. You know, you want to talk about
chips?
Yeah,
you and me both.
Yeah, I don't appreciate it, and I don't understand it. We've done fine without having any kind of chips in any of our services that have given us this emergency information in the past, so I don't understand why it's necessary now.
Nor do I. And like I said, every service provider will send you a service message.
Yes.
Whenever they have something they need to share with you, they can do it that way. My provider knows my number, and they can send out through the entire system an automated message.
Yeah.
It works just fine.
I agree. I, for some reason, that's not good enough, and I don't understand why. And that's what makes me go, huh.
Yeah, exactly. And then they can track your location and whatever, and then all of a sudden they have the list of every single phone number in the country. That doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, but it's in the name of our safety. So
Right. Anything in the name of safety, they can push it through.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, Greg. Hey, thanks for connecting with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What do you think, Chris?
Well, people are paranoid about the whole government thing. Everyone's wanting to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You think there's some kind of ulterior motive to this? Some kind of extra feature they don't tell us about? Spying on us kind of thing?
I guess that's normally I'm not a paranoid person, really, about the government, but the fact that they need to have a chip in my phone, I don't understand why when we haven't needed it in the past.
Yeah, I don't want no chip in my phone, but I agree with that. Some phones, why don't they make like an application for it? You know, a lot of people got these advanced phones. Why can't they make an application for it or anything like that?
Well, I don't know. I guess that would allow you to opt in. And apparently we don't get that choice in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got me shaking my head, Chris, I'll tell you. All right. Hey, thanks for connecting.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What do you think?
Well, I actually have a slightly technical reason why perhaps they need the chip.
Okay, that'd be helpful.
This is just all speculation because I just heard about this through you guys. But most likely needed because it's such a mass, dump of information to so many people that the actual networks can't handle it. Through their normal process of sending a text message or a voice message.
Okay.
And this would be more like, this is again pure speculation, but it's more like it'll accept a broadcast just like a TV or radio would.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's just lazily listening to it.
Okay.
And when they send the a broadcast, so that all these devices can pick it up with no problem at all. And that will get, so that it won't cram the network and crash the network. Basically, instead of just having 1,000 people receive it, millions and millions of people can receive it with no issue. It basically fights the same issue you have on New Year's Day.
Okay.
When at midnight you try to call your relatives and the network is jammed, you can't get through.
Okay.
I'm not sure you have the issue here, but in crowded cities, basically it could take almost an hour to send a text message on New Year's Day. And that's same issue here, so this chip probably just alleviates the issue of that issue.
Okay.
Where these crappy AT&T and Verizon networks can't handle that much traffic all simultaneously. And then also, the argument you might say is, well, these AT&T or Verizon might send everybody these mass emails right now, mass messages right now, but they don't actually send it simultaneously. They roll them out gradually.
Okay.
For a few hours at a time, so it's not that's not practical for emergency situations.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting thought. I still don't like it.
There's definitely, you can definitely be scared of what's in the chip, but I mean that's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the magical chip you can't get to, and geeks are going to be all over this thing.
Yeah.
Examining it and doing everything, and then the other issue is, You were stating earlier is how it can't be upgraded because it's hardware, but there are firmware updates to hardware. It's not as fast and easy as a software update, but hardware can be updated remotely.
All right. And so, Rick, you sound like you've got a technical background. Do you work in the technology industry?
Yes. I'm a computer scientist.
Oh, well, see, there we go.
Excellent.
I don't know all the details of the hardware, but
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you connecting with us and giving us some more input on this. That's good stuff.
Yeah, good insight.
Thanks, Rick.
No problem.
Okay. And Ralph, how are you?
Hello.
What do you think about it?
Actually, I think you've hit it on the nail. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
It's not the technology is there. They could get a text message to everyone with a cell phone and under the current condition.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is the chip.
Mm-hmm.
What else is that chip going to do?
Yeah.
And they'll probably ask us to pay for it in the end, too. And another thing is, I don't believe that this is something that's just popped up. This has probably been in the works by some intelligence agency sometime shortly after 9/11.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm generally not a paranoid person either.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you get enough evidence, you have to believe in what you're seeing.
Yeah.
It, something's not right with that. And I believe that the ACLU, they'll probably be all over it before it'll be a long time before they can make this mandatory, I believe.
Yeah, well, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. They're rolling it out in New York and Washington, D.C. So it'll be interesting to see, is everybody in New York City really going to just go and get a new phone that has this chip? Are they, I would imagine some folks are going to protest this idea.
Oh, yes. Oh, most definitely.
So we'll keep an eye on this story and keep you updated, too. Okay, Ralph?
Thank you very much. I felt obligated to call.
Awesome. Well, it's great to connect with you. What do you think about this, Jim?
Well, my opinion is, and this might sound like I'm comparing apples to oranges, but, I get a little message on my phone every time there's news or something happens with my favorite sports teams.
Uh-huh.
But that's my choice, and
right.
I can stop that any time I want to.
Right.
And the whole thing is, like with 9/11, when that happened,
mm-hmm.
no one needed a text message to let them know what was going on. We still have people like you on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and there's Facebook mm-hmm. and whatever to get the word out.
Right.
And this is just one more way where they're trying to invade our privacy, and I am totally against it.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting, I think, to see what happens. Like I said, they're rolling this out in New York and Washington, D.C. What happens if, when suddenly nationwide everybody's got to go buy a phone with this particular chip? Although, I don't know if the phone companies will let us know that we're buying a phone that has that chip installed or not. So.
I'll go back to using a landline, maybe. I don't know.
There may be hope for landline yet.
Maybe. You never know.
That's funny.
That might be our only choice. I don't know.
Funny.
As long as we have people like you who do a good job on the radio,
yeah.
that's all we need. You guys do a great job.
Well,
thank you, Jim.
And people like you make it fun. So thank you for connecting with us.
All right. Thank you.
All
Take
right.
care.
93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM.